Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Podcast 303 East Main Street, right here in Carnegie. Sound Color Productions here in the studio with us, Ray Anarose from Ray Ann's Clothing and Goods, and Jay Weaver from Sound Color Productions Studios. Got a lot to talk about today. We wanted to start off with binge watching. What are you watching, and why are you binge watching it, Jay?
Well, my recent thing is I got into House of Cards.
House of Cards, yes.
Great show.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally into it. You know, and, you know, I've been thinking about, because the last time I binge watched, I hate to say it, but I binge watched Sex and the City.
No way.
Yeah.
I've never seen one episode
Either
of that
have
show.
I.
Yeah. See, I just wanted to see how the other half lived. So, so I just, you know, not that, you know, just for my information. So I watched it. It was good. It was great.
I never got into it because that woman's face was so off-putting to me.
Oh, right.
That I couldn't really...
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Is whatever her name is. Her face was so off-putting, and then I believe they had some sort of internal dialogue that happened through the show, and I always hated that. You know? It just never really... Like, why narrate yourself with an internal dialogue? But, you know, some people like it. You binge-watch the whole season, apparently, so I guess there's something to it.
Well, yeah, but now I'm in the... You know, luckily, the girl I was dating at the time, we didn't binge watch. She was able to, and I like to address this, like, how much self-control do you have? Because we were watching Breaking Bad, but she would only limit our, you know, we said, okay, we're just going to limit ourselves to one show a night.
It's hard to do because it rolls
like
into
that,
it just rolls right over into the next episode.
And I have this strong urge to just keep on going. Well, you know, when I can't sleep and I'm like, I can't, I have to watch this with Adam, but maybe can I fake it with him and just say, this is great. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that
happened. Yeah,
I've never seen this before.
You're lying, dude. Get around.
It is hard because how it's set up, it will automatically roll into the next episode and it gives you a countdown. So as soon as that countdown starts, the panic sets in. Like, I have to go to the bathroom right now.
Oh, right. Like, as soon as the credits start rolling, I'm like, okay, I take a breather. And then I think I can get something to eat. I can go to the bathroom. I'm ready for the next set, you know? I get set up, you know?
Yeah, I get really good set up.
A snack.
It's hard to stop. And you almost have to, you know, stand up and stretch, you know, in between.
Yeah, I wonder how much that equates to, like, gambling addiction, you know, where you can't. You can't stop it. You know, is it the completist in me that needs to, you know, finish it all?
You know? it truly is. Because you feel like you go to sleep and you're like, shit.
I want to know how it
is. Yeah, I want to know. Oh, there's something else. There's a hanger on.
Yeah, that
like
hanger.
Cliffhanger for every episode.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they give you the previews
of
what's going to happen next.
Well, I've been watching it without it, so I didn't want to.
And I think the previews ruin it.
Yeah.
It ruins it. Because sometimes I don't want to know. I don't want to know. You know what I mean? Orphan Black was the season I was watching. Binge watching.
Love that show.
And it's about, it's a BBC show, and it's about clones and how this woman discovers that she's a clone and there's a whole bunch of other clones of her and things like that. And then there's a evil corporation trying to kill all the clones, things like that. Just so there's one, alpha clone, I believe. I stopped watching it. Here's why. I watched up to season 3 or 4, I think, the first episode of season 4. Now, they want me to pay for it to watch the rest.
Oh, yeah. First one's free. The first four
were free.
The first 4 seasons were free.
Yes. And now it says bye. And I'm like, you bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know they got me. It's like, they see that you're watching something repetitively, they're like, now we got him. It's like, in Peru, they say cocaña, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
You're hooked. Now you're hooked.
Right, we got you now.
Now we got you. Ray Ann, what are you watching?
Oh, you know, I'm a Supernatural fan. I could watch every season again and again, but I will definitely, that's one of my biggest binge watches. I think there's been 13 seasons. There's like 23 episodes in every season.
What show is this?
Supernatural.
Oh, no.
With Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki. Sam and Dean got a cool car. They fight demons, angels. You got everything in there. I really like it. That's my favorite. But Better Call Saul, love that show. Let's see, what else do I
Bob write? Odenkirk, he was funny since...
Oh, he's always been funny.
Mr. Show, which was a great thing on HBO a long time ago in the 90s. And it was really underrated, and it was absolutely ridiculous and over the top, where segments would roll into other segments, and they would all sort of tie together. I think my favorite segment they ever did was Globochem. Something to look up. What it was is... It was Bob Odenkirk and David Cross, who's known for Arrested Development as Tobias in Arrested Development. I mean, as most people know, but back then it was called Mr. Show, and the both of them did these ridiculous, almost Saturday Night Live segments, but they all ran together into each other to make one full episode. Now, the Globochem bit they did, they went into a corporate office to present new advertising ideas for this company called Globochem. So what they did was they showed commercials that they made to this company called Globochem, and it gradually rolled into them swearing and swearing more. So the first commercial I believe they presented with them was for a place called, I think it was King Kong Ding Dong Burger or something like that. It was like a Burger King. So they show a family in a restaurant, you know, eating hamburgers and like that, and they cut to the mom, and the mom's like, "This is great. It's so fucking good. I mean, with the prices of beef going through the fucking roof, this is ridiculous." And she's like patting her kid's head, and then they cut away back to the company and like the guy in charge, and he's like, "Okay, it's great, but the swearing, what about the swearing?" And it keeps going and going, and then finally, you know, the CEO has a heart attack, and it's absolutely hilarious, and it just keeps rolling like that. But yes, Bob Odenkirk in Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I mean, he produced it, I think. Mm-hmm. He's a genius.
He's great. And going back to Breaking Bad, he's from Breaking
Love
Bad.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Love
now,
it.
Are you
that
guys...
show.
Saul Goodman
Saul
from Breaking
Goodman.
Bad.
Are you guys Game of Thrones? I see people's... You know,
people
with that.
Go crazy for that. I haven't seen one episode.
Winter I saw the first
coming.
Episode.
Winter is coming. I think that's what I saw.
Yeah, I saw the first episode. It was just like sex and beheadings. It's like, maybe this is not for me.
That's what I thought too.
I mean, I like the sex, but you know, all the ultra violence. But it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, starting to watch a new episode of something, you really have to commit yourself to it and take time out of your day. Like, okay, you're going to go to work and you're like, all right, tonight, you know, oh, I got to set an alarm because I need to start this new thing. And like, sometimes you don't want to because that's a commitment you don't want.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know your binge-watching habits. Like, okay, I got to clear out 4 hours because I know I'm not going to stop.
You know? Exactly.
You know, I've been renting I rent stuff from the library because, you know, and so I was like, each disc has 3 episodes on it. It's like, well, that's perfect. You know, the disc is over. You know, I'm
good
done,
way to go.
And then
control.
I can go, yeah. But then, of course, you're like, well, the disc is right there, you know. So I just put it in, you're like, here we go again. And then six hours later.
It's hard to stop. They make it so easy. They make it so
too
easy.
Too easy.
Too easy, some might say. A lot of people binge listen to our podcast.
Yes.
All the way through from episode one.
Yes. We're on season 3 now, so.
Season 3. If you're keeping track, and I know you are. Binge listeners.
Oh, I'll binge watch anything, just as long as it keeps my interest. Stranger Things, I love that. That's kind of a neat show. What else? Oh, let's see, what else do I watch?
I binge watched X-Files.
Yep.
Oh,
I wanted to watch
show.
That from the, that's one of the things I've seen episodes here and there. I've always loved the show. I was like, I want to watch from the beginning just to see the whole arc of everything. And then the movies as well.
I think the weirdest and probably best episode of The X-Files was the Amish people.
Oh, yeah.
So the Amish people turn out to be, what, supernatural aliens or something like that? That was, I loved that one. Then there was another episode that really stuck out to me and I thought it was really cool. It was the guy that was too lucky. Like, he went to a card game.
Yeah.
And he won all this money. And he didn't want to win that much because he just needed a certain amount of money, and they threw him out of a window into a dumpster. he didn't die. He was just bruised real bad. So he was like the world's luckiest man. That was a great episode. X-Files, great episodes. They did a lot of weird stuff. They did a couple episodes in black and white to make it look film noir, I think it's called. X-Files was such a great thing back then. And there's really nothing today that compares to it that I can think of.
Well, it's interesting, though, you know, how everyone's viewing habits are changing, you know. And, you know, where I can't stand commercials now.
Me neither.
Oh, once you get used to, you know, watching things without commercials, it's like, to go back. I think that's why I think the latest up percentage is like 44% people cut the cord with cable companies.
You know, the commercials that they play on whatever Verizon's thing is, they're on, is it called On Demand? I don't know what it's called. They'll repeat the same commercial over and over again, where after you see two commercials over and over again, whichever show you're watching, to the point where you can recite what's going to happen next, and the jingle or whatever it is in your head, and you just get so sick of it.
It causes a madness and a craziness inside your head, and it's stuck in there, and you want to stop it, you want to end it, but you can do nothing.
You can't, because there's helpless. A countdown.
It's like an itch you can't scratch.
Yes. Right.
You can't skip the commercial. No. It's 26 seconds left.
You get the little symbol with the, you know, you can't fast forward.
No, and what they're doing is, it's counterproductive, because it makes me not only not want to buy that product, but it makes me hate that product.
Oh yeah.
The Subaru commercial. I never want to buy a Subaru now.
No.
Because I've seen that commercial 3,000 times.
Right.
In my binge watching experience. I hate it. And you know the commercial I'm talking about. It's the guy and the girl, and they're driving across the country, allegedly. And the girl is, I guess, on drugs and looking at a train and picturing herself in a train car.
They wanted to go train hopping, travel the world, you know?
It's strange.
But now they grow up, and now they're in a Subaru and with the family together or something. Isn't it like that?
It's ridiculous. The commercial doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
And they keep showing it over and over again. And this was during the Orphan Black show I was watching. It was that one, and then there was another one that was absolutely annoying. And there's an actress. She's famous for the Marvel movies. Scarlett Johansson is in this commercial. And it's all about this kid comes home and he doesn't have food to eat because the parents are negligent.
Yes.
And they played it 300 times.
What was it for?
He would open up the cupboards and there was no food. And I'm like, there's a can of this there. And like by the end, you see it so many times, you're like, I could make something. You know, if he's intuitive and he can actually put some of that stuff together, he has some food to eat. But that's how mad and crazy these things get you. But it was something that she's like, you know, after school, feed children, feed the world.
Oh, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So they played it. They played it so many times, it's like, now I'm mad at her and I don't feel bad for the kid.
Because I've already created recipes.
You're pissed off that the spokesperson.
I've noticed it's like a Where's Waldo. I've noticed like things that have calories in it that could make a meal, you know, by the end. He's fine.
He's fine. He's got ramen noodles.
He's got ramen. He's got peanut butter. There's mayo up there. I don't know how old it is, but I'm sure he'd be all right.
Ketchup, water.
And how long does he really have to wait for his parents to come home? Because you figure he's home from school. It's 3:00. Most people work till 5:00. You know,
good. But he can go over to little Jimmy's house down the street. His parents have food.
Yeah, exactly.
He can binge off of them.
Or, you know, flip on, you know, Bear Grylls and just eat something out in the yard.
Oh, yeah. Go eat a grub.
Fine. Loser. That's why he'll never amount to anything.
Yeah.
Or Scarlett Johansson, for that matter.
He's looking for a handout.
He is looking for a handout. Not one tear shed for Scarlett Jo. Right back after this, we're going to play a little bit of a little game of the Family Feud right here on the Steel Plaza Podcast.
Ever heard of a podcast? People listen to them, they subscribe to them, and they love them. And as a business, doesn't that sound like something you'd want to be a part of? Well, now you can when you advertise on the Steel Plaza Podcast. Imagine you have a team of creative, technical people at your disposal and a killer podcast just to spread the word about your business. Getting the old business into a new media is not for the faint of heart, but it can happen with the help of the Steel Plaza Podcast. Get a free estimate by emailing us at steelplazapodcast@gmail.com today.
Steel Plaza Podcast 303 East Main Street from right here in Carnegie Sound Color Productions. In the studio, Rayanne Rose and Jay Weaver of Sound Color Production Studios. Today, that's right, today, we're going to play a little bit of the feud, a little bit of the Family Feud. I know you've seen the show, and if you haven't, I feel bad for you because it's a great show.
I do like Steve Harvey as the host. There's been some funny-ass shit been on that show.
Funny what you say under pressure, so let's see what we do, Jay, how are we doing this? How's this working?
How it's going to work, it's going to work just like the show. All right, so just like on the feud, I'm going to ask a question. First person to buzz in is going to answer the question. If you get the question right, then we're going to go to you until it can get stolen or taken away by the other person. Are you guys ready to play the feud?
We're ready.
See how this works.
Okay. All right. So the first question of the people polled, name a bad job for someone who is accident prone. Looks like Rayanne, go ahead.
Heroin addict.
I am going to hit the buzzer on that. Heroin addict. Let's see. Heroin addict. Not there. So the question is, name a bad job for someone who is accident prone. Why would it be a heroin addict?
It's sharp needles. I don't know.
That's not a job.
Well,
I guess those people don't, I don't think, I guess they don't work, so maybe that is their
That's
job.
Their job.
So, I don't know where it came from.
So like if they miss their vein, like as an accident prone. All right, the question again. It's going to go to Jay. Name a bad job for somebody who's accident prone, Jay.
I would say a doctor, a surgeon.
Jay said surgeon or doctor. Let's see if it's up there. Yeah! And it is. Six people said surgeon. All right. Nice job, Jay. All right. You're in control, Jay. So we're just going to keep rolling with you. Name a bad job for someone who is accident prone other than doctor or surgeon, because we already covered that.
Accident prone. Politician.
Let's see if politician is up there. Accident prone for a politician. I think that would just be saying the wrong thing on TV. That would be an accident.
Or like when Chevy Chase used to parody Nixon. I think it was, or Ford. It was
Gerald Ford. And it would fall down the stairs. Yeah. All right, let's see if it's up there. Politician. Not there.
It's one strike.
One strike. So, Jay, once again, you got two more strikes, Jay. Name a bad job for somebody that's a politician. I think I just got a strike.
Yeah, there's a 40 slippers up there. Yeah.
Here we go. Name a bad job for somebody who's accident prone. That's not...
Chef.
Let's see if chef's up there. Food service, number 10 on the board as a chef. Not bad, Jay. Two strikes still hanging in there, Jay. Another bad job for somebody who's accident prone.
Stripper.
A stripper. Rayanne, what do you think about that?
Why are you asking me?
I'm just asking. Do you think Rayanne, that's a good answer?
Were you a stripper? Were you an accident prone stripper?
I mean, I guess if they fall on their head on the pole.
Like a nearsighted stripper.
Yeah. Well, you did have, what was that porn thing the last two shows ago?
Yeah.
You had a porn site.
What?
Didn't you?
Yeah. I do not. Oh my goodness.
So an accident-prone stripper.
She would fall on her head.
Yeah.
Like fall off the stage?
Fall off the pole.
Fall off. Yeah, fall off the pole.
She'd rack herself up on the pole.
Yes.
or she's, you know, going to do the lap dance in the champagne room. Can't see that well.
Right.
Falls on the table onto glass. I don't know.
You think it would be hard to dance in the stilettos, too, you know?
Accident-prone. Let's see. Stripper, is it there? No stripper.
Oh.
No strippers. All right. One more strike, Jay, then it goes to Rayanne. Name a bad job for somebody that's accident prone, and it's not a stripper. It's not a politician stripper. It's not a stripper for politicians.
No. Accident prone. Garbage Man.
Garbage Man. The accidental garbage man. He falls into the truck and gets crushed to death.
I don't know. I can't think. I knew I'd be bad at this.
He picks up the garbage bag and it's filled with garbage juice. It breaks all over him. Ah, garbage juice.
Yeah, he would never be able to get, you know, picking up garbage all the time.
Let's see. All right. Garbage Man. The accident in front of Garbage Man. Not there. Ray and Rose. Steal. Now it's your chance to steal.
I think I got this one.
Name a bad job for somebody who's accident prone. For somebody who's accident prone.
I'm going to say firefighter.
What?
Firefighter. They have to climb ladders. They're going to burning buildings. tripping on things. Yeah, you know?
It wouldn't be healthy.
But, I mean, there's already a massive accident somewhere out there. I mean, you know.
He falls off of a ladder into a burning house.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's see if it's up there. Firefighter! Not there.
Oh, no.
Rayanne.
Can I change my answer?
Jay won the first. All right, so Jay won the first round. And we're going to go back to the podium. First person to buzz in gets to take it here. Name a place you visit where you're not allowed to touch anything. Jay.
Museum.
Museum. Let's see if it's up there. Yeah! Museum or gallery, number one on the board. Good job, Jay. All right. How you feeling about this one?
I have my next answer.
You already have the next answer lined up? Okay. Once again, the question is, name a place you visit that you're not allowed to touch anything at all, Jay.
Strip club.
That's the obvious answer. I would have said that.
Yeah. You can't touch the merchandise.
No touching, because they what do they say? They say hands, and the guy comes rushing in.
The big bouncer comes over and
I would
throw
have
you
no
out.
Clue, but okay.
Can't touch anything in a strip club, Ryan.
Well,
I've never been to one.
Is it up there?
Huh? Let's see if it's up there. Once again, the question was, name a place you visit where you're not allowed to touch anything. Jay said strip club. Let's see if it's up there. Not there. No strip club. Surprisingly.
You must have surveyed at a mall.
Ice cream store. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
PTA.
PTA.
Yeah, eating.
So that's a strike for you, Jay. All right. So a place you visit that you're not allowed to touch anything.
Jewelry store.
A what?
Jewelry store?
A jewelry store?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to comment.
Okay.
You're supposed to say, good answer, good answer.
Good answer. A jewelry store. A jewelry store.
Let's see if it's up there.
Well, here's the thing. Like, jewelry store, they put things in your hand.
I know. Came out.
Okay.
It's my second strike. Just move on.
All right. Let's see. Jewelry store.
It's not up there.
It's not there. Surprisingly. Jewelry store is not there. Jay. Name a place you visit where you're not allowed to touch anything.
Zoo.
Zoo. Zoo. Like, don't feed the animals?
Like a petting zoo?
Yeah, you can't touch the lion.
What is that? They have a thing where you can touch the penguins now.
Living Treasures is petting
living
zoo.
Treasures.
That's around here. Living Treasures is a petting zoo. You can touch all the animals.
What animals can you touch?
Goats.
Wombats.
I don't know. I've never been there. This isn't my... I didn't answer this. This is not the question.
Well, no. You've got all these thoughts on animal touching, so I just want to... You want to touch an animal?
She is a furry.
She is a furry. Animal touch.
Oh, wait.
I am not.
No, you saw a furry.
I saw a furry at a restaurant, yes.
All right.
Sex.
Here we go. Exactly.
Oh, no, that was the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Here we go. Name a place you visit where you're not allowed to touch anything. Jay said zoo. Let's see. If it's up there, not there. That's the third strike, Rayanne.
I'm gonna go with China shop.
China shop.
Like
where dishes?
Like dishes, glassware.
Like a bull in a China
like
shop.
A bull in a China shop.
A bull in a China shop.
Yes, that is considered China.
Do you go into a China shop?
I'm not allowed to touch anything. You know? I break things, so it's too expensive for me.
Okay, China shop. Let's see if it's up there. China shop. Five people say China shop.
Whoa.
Not allowed to touch anything.
What were the other answers?
The other answers were baseball. Baseball game. And golf course.
What?
It's weird.
What?
I don't know. I guess that's weird.
You can't touch a golf. You walk on it.
I guess they're referring to like groundskeeping people. You can't just go in and start. I don't know.
Touching and sniffing the grass.
I don't know.
You can't move the hole?
Yeah. I don't know. Very snooty areas. Very snooty areas. All right. So the score right now is tied. And we're going to be right back after this for the final round and the win. Steel Plaza Podcast 303 East Main Street right here on Carnegie. Right back here to play The Feud. Rayanne Rose and Jay Weaver from Sound Color Productions right here in the studio. We're going to just skip over the last round, go right to the fast money round. And Jay is with us here. Rayanne is in a soundproof booth with a bag over her head. She can't see or hear. Fast money round. All right, Jay, you ready for fast money?
No, but I'll go for it.
All right. So I'm going to give you five questions here. You are going to choose the best answer you can think of.
You think you remember? Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Name something that a man had better not take on his honeymoon.
His mistress.
All right. His mistress. Don't want to take that on the honeymoon. Name something a customer might do to annoy a waitress.
Leave a bad tip.
Okay. Not bad. Nobody wants a bad tip. 15% is standard. Name something people are often chased by in movies.
Monster.
Okay. And finally, name a public place where you're likely to catch a cold or the flu bug.
Public transit.
All right, let's see how we did. I'm going to turn around and take a look at the board. First question was, name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon. Jay said mistress. Number one answer is another woman.
Number one answer.
All right. Next question was, name something a customer might do to annoy a waitress. Jay said no tip. Yeah! No tip, number two answer. 35 votes. Next question was, name something people are often chased by in the movies. Jay said
monsters.
Let's see if it's up there. Monsters, number one.
Yes.
And finally, let's see if you did it, Jay. Name a public place where you're likely to catch a cold or flu bug, and Jay said?
Public transit.
He said public transportation. Let's see if it's up there, public transportation. Number five on the board, public transportation. Great job. Now let's bring Rayanne out and see if she can make the dream come true. Everybody's a winner here on The Feud, but let's see if Rayanne can do a little better. All right, first question. Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon.
Another woman. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. If
Oh, you said that. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
You got to choose again.
Okay, start again. Okay.
Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon.
His golf clubs.
Okay. Next question. Name something that people are often chased by in movies.
Werewolves.
Werewolves. How many werewolf movies have you seen?
Murderers.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Next question, name a public place where you're likely to catch a cold or the flu bug.
A Walmart bathroom. Or bathroom.
Walmart bathroom. That's very specific.
Wow.
It's very specific.
They're awfully dirty, aren't they? Running from those murderers.
Not werewolves.
Yeah, werewolves. Yeah.
Murderers and werewolves are going to chase you into a Walmart bathroom.
That's a tough choice.
That's a tough choice. Jesus. Okay.
There's a dead body in the Walmart. Wait,
we're missing one.
Holy shit. And the next question is, name something a customer might do to annoy a waitress.
Not give her a tip. Send their food back.
Okay, let's see how you did. Let's see how Rayanne did. All right, so the first question was, name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon. Rayanne said...
Another woman.
Which, golf clubs.
And then I said golf clubs.
She said golf clubs. Yes. Let's see if it's up there. Yeah! Number six, golf clubs.
Six people said it.
Yeah. There we go. Not bad. That's weird. I don't even golf, so that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, where are you honeymooning? Like, Nemeco? Yeah. Like, what?
No, if she doesn't golf, I mean, he's like, oh, that's our honeymoon. They have to be together. And okay. If he just golfs, he leaves her alone. That's not nice.
That's weird.
That's not nice.
Next question. Name something people are often chased by in movies. Rayanne said werewolves.
Now it was a monster, so we had to move on to...
Murderers.
Murderers.
Murderers. Murderers. Let's see. Murderers. Like what? Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Murder. Or like, yeah, Michael Myers.
Yes, Michael Myers.
Axe murder or something like
Freddy
that.
Freddy Krueger.
All right, let's see if it's up there. Ray, it said murderers. Number four, bad guys.
Yeah.
Bad guys. Not bad. Not bad. And name a public place where you're likely to catch... a cold or the flu bug. Rayanne said a Walmart bathroom. She didn't say Walgreens.
No.
She did not say Rite Aid.
She didn't say cold.
She didn't say Kohl's.
She said Walmart.
She said very, very earnestly a Walmart bathroom.
Are you saying Walmart is dirty, or the people that go to Walmart
the people
are dirty?
That use their bathroom are. So I guess that would be both. The people that go to Walmart to go to the bathroom. I don't know. I'm afraid of them.
All right.
They're gross.
Infectious diseases at a Walmart bathroom. Let's check it out, see if it's up there. Not there. It's okay. You still got one more question. Let's see if it's up there.
Do they have the number one answer?
Supposed to give us that.
Okay, yeah.
You're really bad. Sorry. Family Feud host.
The number one answer was school.
Ah.
School.
Yeah, I was going to say school or workplace.
School. Let's see number two. Number two, hospital. Yes. Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Ironically, not a Walmart bathroom. I really thought that was it. I really did.
I apparently did, too.
All right. Last question was, name something a customer might do to annoy a waitress. Rayanne said...
Send back their food.
She said, send back the food. Wouldn't that annoy the cook, though? I don't know.
It's going to be all around bad for everybody, so... I think. Let's see. How many people said that?
Everybody's agitated.
Let's Survey says...
Rayanne saw the chef at Walmart bathroom.
That's right.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Send it back.
Let's see. Send back the food. Number one answer on the board. Send back the food. Let's see what number two is. Not tip, which is what Jay said. Number three is flirt. Yeah! Number four, snap fingers.
Nope.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody snap their fingers.
Oh, miss. Yeah, that would be annoying. I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
That's abrasive.
I mean, in my food service days, I don't think anyone snapped at me, but, you know, I see people snap at other services.
Nice. Number five was spilled drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, oh. That would upset me.
I remember I was a busboy, and I was back, you know, making coffee or something. This guy comes around the corner and hands me a $10 bill and says, "I'm very sorry," and just leaves. I'm like, oh,
sorry
no.
for what?
So I go out, and his kid had taken a dump on the high chair, you know, and he gave me $10 because, you know, he's not going to clean it up. He's elected for me because I was, you know, and I'm the low man on the totem pole. So I'm sitting, so I take it back to the dishwasher. You know, her name was Ellen, and she just sprayed it down. I'm like, oh, it was disgusting. I'm like holding it back.
So she put shit where the dishes were.
Well, that's the only way you can do it.
Was this Chi-Chi's when they had that? When they all get hepatitis?
Yeah.
Onions.
They all got exactly. hepatitis. Jay did it. He started it with putting shit by the dishes.
Yeah. I was so pissed. Like $10 was going to cover it.
You're scarred for life.
I would have dry heaved. There's so many, like, shit. By the way, everybody won. There's everybody won the game. The game's over. Everybody won. But there's so many shit sagas about like fast food places and even restaurant places. I mean,
and Walmarts.
Walmarts. I remember.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I remember when you could, in high school, when you could just walk in and out of any job and it didn't matter. And there was always a shit saga. I worked at Kaufman's in high school.
For a song, shit saga.
It was a shit saga. And every place that all my friends worked at, everybody had a shit saga. Mine was that somebody took a shit in the dressing room when trying on bathing suits. They took a shit.
That was my story.
They took a shit in the dressing room trying on bathing suits.
So that happens a lot of places. Yes. Wow, we have something in common.
Yes.
Wow, I guess it.
Oh, my.
Trying to shake something loose.
Did you clean
loose.
It up?
I walked out. I quit.
Yeah, so did I.
I remember I was coming home. I used to live on the south side. And I was coming home one night. And to get back to my apartment, you have to walk through this hallway. It was an outdoor hallway. And so a lot of people would sneak in there and usually take a piss in the hallway, you know, because walking from bar to bar. And then one night I come in and I'm walking down and I look down and someone, I called it, you know, the Green Apple Quick Step, you know. You know, it had an old godder. It was obvious. And it was right there in the hallway, and then next to it was a pair of socks that he had to take off to help, you know, to help clean himself up.
He wiped his ass with his socks?
Yeah. I was like, oh, it was disgusting. I was like, oh, I gotta move. So So luckily the neighbor came out with the hose and just washed it out into the street.
Wow.
But that was awful. That was disgusting.
Went home with no socks on and a shitty bottom.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't have any underwear either because it was definitely, you know, he had too much apple juice.
Those are good times. Cleansing. He had a nice colon cleansing.
The shit saga.
The shit saga. Wrapping up with the shit saga. Thanks so much for tuning in and telling a friend. If you like what you heard at the top of the show as well as the bumper music, be sure to visit thewireriots.com for more great stuff there. And don't forget to check out Sound Color Productions.
Yes. Come visit. Come see us.
We'll get
you recorded.
Get you recorded. Get your album mixed. Get it mastered. And
track here. Definitely track here.
And do all your tracks here because this is the best place to do it. Ray Ann Rose, always thanks for being with us. Don't forget to check out Ray Ann's Clothing and Goods. That's PGHC, Angie, PGH, the letter C, the word and, G.com to check out all the great stuff that she's got on sale. Anything else going on with you, Ray Ann?
That's what I'm working on now, so check it out. I'm really excited about it.
Be sure to check that out, and she'll be glad to take any of your questions from her website from the Walmart bathroom.
That's well, where I do my best work.
That's where she does her best work, and she hides from werewolves.
Yeah. Now, the question is, how bad do you have to go to the bathroom to go in a Walmart bathroom?
I use a hazmat suit.
Hazmat suit.
She buys a can of disinfectant before she goes in.
Yes. I mean, it's an aisle. It's right there.
Right.
Oh, let's leave it on a cliffhanger. More about Ray Ann's bathroom saga at Walmart on the next episode of the Steel Plats Podcast.
We'll see if she loses her socks.